Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Reserve Bank of India projects consumer price index inflation for this fiscal at 4.5%. Supreme Court stays Allahabad High Court's decision that declared UP Board of Madrasa Education Act unconstitutional. Delhi court allows CBI to interrogate jailed VRS leader K. Kavita in alleged Delhi excise policy scam. India approves highest ever export quotas for essential commodities to the Maldives under unique bilateral mechanism. IMD forecasts heatwave conditions across parts of eastern India for next 2 days. And in IPL cricket, match between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Chennai Super Kings underway in Hyderabad. The Reserve Bank of India has said the consumer price index inflation for 2024-25 is projected at 4.5%. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das, while announcing the bi-monthly monetary policy today, said the CPI inflation had peaked at 7.8% in April 2022. He added that even though inflation has come down significantly, it remains above the 4% target given by the government.
Headline inflation has eased to 5.1% during both January and February. And this has come down to 5.1% in these 2 months from the earlier peak of 5.7% in the month of December. Core inflation has also declined steadily over the past 9 months to its lowest level in the series. The fuel component of CPI remained in deflation for 6 consecutive months. Food inflation pressures, however, accentuated in February.
The governor added real GDP growth for 2024-25 is projected at 7%, with quarter 1 at 7.1%, quarter 2 at 6.9%, quarter 3 at 7% and quarter 4 also at 7%. The Apex Bank has kept the repo rate unchanged for the 7th time in a row. The governor informed that India's foreign exchange reserves reached an all-time high of $645.6 billion as of March the 29th this year. The RBI will soon allow to deposit cash through cash deposit machines using UPI. Till now, UPI is mainly used for money withdrawal or money transfer. RBI governor today said this measure will further enhance customer convenience and make the currency handling process at banks more efficient. The RBI has said that currently around 50 lakh users in the country are using central bank digital currency, CBDC, out of which 46 lakh are retail customers, while 4 lakh are merchants. On cumulative basis, 2.2 crore transactions have been completed on CBDC. RBI's Deputy Governor T. Ravi Shankar has said testing of offline use of CBDC is going on a pilot basis. Programmability of CBDC has begun today, under which a certain amount in the form of CBDC has been transferred to a farmer who can use it only for the purchase of agriculture-related products.
पहला प्रोग्रामेबिलिटी का यूज केस आज शुरू हुआ है फार्मर को सीबीडीसी ट्रांसफर करने का यूज केस है जो कि वो अपना इनपुट्स के लिए ही यूज कर सके दूसरा केसेस अभी बन रहे हैं वो ग्रेजुअली वो भी इंट्रोड्यूस करेंगे एक और अनाउंस पिछले बार जो किए थे ऑफलाइन यूजर्स जो सीबीडीसी का वो ऑफलाइन यूजर्स अभी वो क्लोज्ड ग्रुप में विद इन बैंक्स अभी टेस्ट कर रहे हैं वो डेवलप हो गया है टेस्ट चालू है एक बार वो सेटल कर जाता है तो उसको भी ओपन कर देंगे
The Supreme Court today stayed the Allahabad High Court's decision that declared UP Board of Madrasa Education Act 2004 unconstitutional and violative of secularism. A 3-judge bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur issued notice to the centre and the Uttar Pradesh government on the plea challenging the High Court order. Earlier, the centre in its plea asserted that the judgment may have inaccurately interpreted the concept of secularism as enshrined in the Indian Constitution. A Delhi court today allowed the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to interrogate and record the statement of jailed BRS leader K. Kavita in Tihar Jail in the money laundering case related to the alleged Delhi excise policy scam. The order was passed on the plea filed by the CBI seeking the court's permission to interrogate Kavita. She was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on the 15th of March in connection with the excise policy case and is presently lodged in Tihar Jail. A Delhi court today reserved an order on an application moved by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, which sought direction to increase the number of legal meetings with his lawyers from 2 to 5 times a week. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja of the Rouse Avenue Court fixed the matter for passing of order on the 9th of this month. On Monday, the court had sent Chief Minister Kejriwal to judicial custody till the 15th of this month in connection with a money laundering case related to the alleged excise policy scam. Scrutiny of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections was completed today, except in Jammu and Kashmir. Scrutiny in Jammu and Kashmir will be held tomorrow. Filing of nominations for this phase ended yesterday. In this phase, 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls on the 26th of this month. Monday is the last day for withdrawal of candidates in the states and union territories going to polls in this phase, including Jammu and Kashmir. Our Patna correspondent reports that nomination papers of 55 candidates were found valid out of 86 for which scrutiny was held today. Our Trivandrum correspondent reports nomination papers of 204 candidates were found valid after the scrutiny today. Papers of 86 candidates were rejected. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar has directed municipal commissioners and district election officers from select districts to prepare a booth-wise action plan for enhanced voter participation and behavioural change. He also asked them to prepare different strategies for urban and rural areas and plan interventions accordingly for different targeted audiences. The Chief Election Commissioner, CEC, said this while chairing the Election Commission meeting with municipal commissioners and district election officers from select districts in the national capital today. The CEC said 215 rural and 51 urban parliamentary constituencies with low voter turnout have been identified to reach out to voters in a targeted manner. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer has established a high-level command and control centre at Nirvachan Bhavan, Jammu, to keep a check on cases of paid and fake news in the Union Territory during the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. Our correspondent reports that the centre has been equipped with state-of-the-art infrastructure and functions round the clock, ensuring strict and prompt action against any suspected case of fake or paid news. In addition to the media networks, the command centre is also keeping a strict vigil on social media channels and accounts to keep a check on spread of fake news. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has termed as false the claim of messages being circulated on WhatsApp that 15 lakh EVMs are missing. In a social media post, ECI said the claim is misleading and fake. It further asserted that no EVMs are missing and the Supreme Court has also dismissed the petitions on missing EVMs. ECI has said that for authentic information, people must visit the Commission's official website. In Manipur, commissioning of EVMs and VVPAT machines for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections 2024 has begun in all districts of the state. The Chief Electoral Officer of Manipur, Pradeep Kumar Jha, said all 7 observers appointed by the Election Commission of India have already arrived and they are overseeing the preparation of the Lok Sabha election. He said that 118 model polling stations will be set up across the state. Enforcement agencies have been putting all measures in place to avoid unfair practices during the elections. Elections for the 2 parliamentary seats in Arunachal Pradesh will be held on April the 19th in a single phase. 6 contestants are in the fray for the Arunachal East parliamentary constituency. A report.
BJP candidate and sitting member of parliament from the seat Tapir Gao will face the main contest from Indian National Congress Party candidate Basiram Siram. Basiram Siram is a very senior Congress leader and a former state cabinet minister of the state. Apart from BJP and Congress, the newly formed party of the state, Arunachal Democratic Front, has also fielded candidate for the constituency. The rest 3 are independent candidates. Arunachal East parliamentary constituency has 3,75,310 voters with 1,89,704 male, 1,85,569 female and 1 transgender voter. There are 27 assembly constituencies and 920 polling stations in the parliamentary constituency. Rakesh Dole, Akashwani News, Itanagar.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. In other news, India has approved the highest ever export quotas for essential commodities to the Maldives for 2024-25 under a unique bilateral mechanism. The Indian High Commission in the Maldives said, upon the request of the Maldives government, India has allowed for export of certain quantities of essential commodities and the quotas have been revised upwards. The approved quantities are the highest since this arrangement came into effect in 1981. In the run-up to the 2024 parliamentary election in the Maldives, Transparency Maldives, an anti-corruption organization, has sounded an alarm on the misuse of state resources by the incumbent Muizzo administration. In a social media post on X, the organization said the government's moves potentially compromise the fairness of the electoral process. The Israeli military dismissed two senior officers after an inquiry into the killing of 7 aid workers in an airstrike in Gaza this week found serious errors and breaches of procedure. The military said the inquiry found Israeli forces mistakenly believed that they were attacking Hamas gunmen when drone strikes hit the vehicles of World Central Kitchen Aid Group on Monday night. Back home, the University Grants Commission has instructed all higher educational institutions to create awareness among students about the availability of toll-free mental health helpline. The Commission requested higher educational institutions to widely publicise the Telemanas helpline, stating that it is free of cost and available 24/7. More from our correspondent.
Young students entering colleges and institutions of higher learning encounter challenging situations and are at risk for developing stress, anxiety and other issues related to mental health. Tele Mental Health Assurance and Networking, Telemanas Initiative, aims to provide round-the-clock support and assistance to those struggling with mental health issues. Telemanas provides toll-free services with full confidentiality available on the website of the Health Ministry. The service is currently catering to over 1,300 calls per day in 20 languages. With Pallavi Parmar, Arpita Chaudhary, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions across parts of eastern and peninsular India for the next 2 days. Heat wave will prevail over parts of Odisha, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Puducherry and Telangana today and tomorrow. The IMD added hot and humid weather will persist over coastal Karnataka and Goa till tomorrow and over Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry till the 9th of this month. Northeast India is expected to witness enhanced rainfall and thunderstorm till the 9th of this month. No significant change in maximum temperatures is expected over the country during the next 2 days. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings have set a target of 166 runs for Sunrisers Hyderabad at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. Chennai Super Kings scored 165 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, Sunrisers Hyderabad won the toss and opted to field. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Reserve Bank of India projects consumer price index inflation for this fiscal at 4.5%. Supreme Court stays Allahabad High Court's decision that declared UP Board of Madrasa Education Act unconstitutional. Delhi Court allows CBI to interrogate jailed BRS leader K. Kavita in alleged Delhi excise policy scam. India approves highest ever export quotas for essential commodities to the Maldives under unique bilateral mechanism. IMD forecasts heat wave conditions across parts of eastern India for the next 2 days. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings set a target of 166 runs for Sunrisers Hyderabad in Hyderabad. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.